A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The Old Testament reveals those who choose to do what is right in their own eyes are always conquered and destroyed. And we don't do it God's way. You do what's right in your own eyes. I don't care how much sense it might make to you. You will be conquered and destroyed. You can't outwit the devil playing his game. Amen. 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 Judges chapter 2, verse 25. Let me just read that to you so that you have some scripture. Judges chapter 2, verse 25. At that time, men did what was right in their own eyes. When we do merely what is right in our own eyes, we will always be conquered or ultimately destroyed. And that really, if we were honest with ourselves, when we've experienced defeat, it's because we've done what was right in our own eyes. Amen. We didn't follow God's plan. Amen. Amen. Say amen real loud. Amen. I know it's right. Amen. Okay. Now all these examples are manifested. All these positive examples of triumph are manifested through the man, Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. Say it with me. Son of man.
Son of God.
Say it one more time. Son of man.
Son of God.
First thing we want to understand about Jesus is that he emptied himself. He emptied himself. After he emptied himself, his strength came through him yielding to Holy Spirit. And when he yielded to the Holy Spirit, he experienced grace. And when he experienced that grace, he was able to overcome every obstacle, every demon, every work of the enemy he overcame. He defeated, not as the Son of God. This is what I got to drive home to you. But as the Son of man, not as the Son of God. I want you to take note of something. The first temptation that he had after he was baptized, when he went into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, when he was hungry, the devil came to him, and the first thing he did in tempting him was say, "If you be the Son of God, make these stones bread." But see, he was not here in that person. He was here to fight the battle as the Son of man. As Son of God, wouldn't have been a problem. Yeah. But he would have violated the law of the Spirit and would have been defeated right there. He was hungry, yes, but he never used his deity. He emptied himself of that. He defeated the devil as the Son of Man. That's important for us to know, especially if you're going to be a giant killer. If he defeated the devil as Son of God, then that does us no good. But he defeated the devil as the Son of Man. Again, he said, if you be the Son of God, Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. If you be the Son of God, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shall thou serve. In other words, he always brought it back to who he was. The devil recognized him. But see, he wasn't here in that form. He had emptied himself of that to take the devil on as a man. The devil was trying to tempt him to get him to do anything as God. So he could say, see? And he lost everything. But he did nothing as God. Everything he did was as the Son of Man. I'm going to show you this in a moment, how that makes so much sense. He overcame every demon. He had to overcome them in order to rise from the grave. And when he did so, he stripped Satan. 1 John 4:4 says, he that is in you, come on, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. The Holy Spirit that is in you, the same Holy Spirit that was in Jesus, the man, is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. And the same way he operated or worked in Jesus will be the same way he operates and works in us. That's why the Lord could say, the work that I do, you shall do also. And even greater work shall you do, for I go unto my Father. Come on, don't let that just be a nice little flowery poetic saying. That's the word of God to us. The Lord said, the work that I do, you shall do also. What did you do? Cast out devils. He healed the sick, opened the blinded eyes, raised the dead. He said, you will do it too. Yes. You know what? Religious spirits, if you let them, they will rob you of your identity, of your capacity, and you will just be doing church. Yes. Satisfied with warming a pew. Yes. Satisfied with feeling better about yourself. Yes. Satisfied with getting a bill paid. Or singing your favorite song. I'm preaching good right now. Rather than doing the works that Jesus did. I love what Peter and John said to the lame man at the gate, at the temple gate, going in. He was begging alms, and they fixed their eye, they fastened their eyes on him. And he was begging alms, and he said, silver and gold have I none. Meaning he may have had money, but he was saying, what you need is not silver and gold. Because I can drop some change in there. But you'll be back tomorrow needing more change. But he said, such as I have, such as I carry, such as God has given to me, give I unto you, rise up in the name of Jesus and walk. Beg no more. And what happened? Strength came into his ankle and his legs. He jumped up, leaped up, started leaping into the temple, and everybody saw the great miracle. But the works that he did, he said, we will do also. Amen. Religion only accepts what fits into the natural frame of mind, into the finite mind. I can't afford that. I don't get paid enough. Quiet in the house. God never asked you if you got paid enough or whether you had enough. But religion will fit everything into the finite mind. And then unbelief and all the obstacles get in the way because, well, I could never, even though, boy, it sure would be nice, but I ain't been on the job long enough. I don't have an education. God ain't never asked you any of that. Amen. Has he? But religion will cram it all into the finite. Say it with me again. Jesus, Son of God, Son of Man. Let's read these quickly, because again, I want to drive some home. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Now, I said earlier, when he came into the form as likeness of man, he came susceptible to every temptation. Everything that you suffer, everything you've been tempted with, every pain you felt, every challenge you faced, every obstacle in your way, it was right there in Jesus' way as a man. Nothing that we have suffered had he not suffered. Goes on, next verse. And being found in fashion as a man. Somebody say, as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Is that right? Amen. So he humbled himself. Jesus, Son of God, Son of Man. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. How many here today are anointed by God with the Holy Ghost and with power? It says that Jesus of Nazareth, God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good and healing those that were all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How many would say today that God is with you? Come on, how many really believe that God is with you? You are anointed by the Holy Ghost, and God is with you. That's shouting ground right there. If you really believe that, if you really understand that, it says in verse 39, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on the tree. They couldn't touch him till his time came. Amen. Go with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. Verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. The Word became flesh. He emptied himself of deity, took upon himself the form of a servant. He became flesh. So once he came into this form, he became susceptible to every temptation. Amen. Everything that you've ever dealt with, he dealt with. Amen. And overcame. Amen. How? By the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not because he was Son of God. Don't think for a moment that Jesus could not have sinned. He could have. Hello, somebody. That's what religion got people on lock. They think that, oh, Jesus couldn't. No, Jesus, as a man, he could have sinned. He told Peter, put away your sword. Don't you know that I can pray right now? My Father sent more than 12 legions of angels. If I miss this thing, he'll come and rescue me. But man will have no hope. Because he had to defeat the enemies as a man, a giant killer. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Let's go there quickly. Let's start at verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
Join us for this year's Pour the Oil Worship Conference at 405 Exora Avenue in Fort Pierce. On Friday, September 30th, our worship conference begins at 7 p.m. with featured guest, worship leader, and gospel recording artist Benita Washington. On Saturday, October 1st, starting at 10 a.m., celebrity vocal health coach Ashayla Shanae and Benita Washington. For more information or to register, visit PourTheOilConference.com or call 772-465-0036.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.